The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
In the immortal words of Benjamin Franklin, in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes. Well, joining me now is former president of the Law Society, John Costello, of Noble Law Solicitors in Dundrum and Dublin, who'll be talking about how death does lead to taxes. John is a wills, inheritance and probate expert, and he will answer your questions. WhatsApp them to us now, 087 1400 106. John, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
First thing, there is some good news on probate.
Yeah, well, for a good few years, there's been huge delays in getting probate from the probate office. It's been taking 3 or 4 months on average. But now there's a new online system which has come in since June. And if there's a will and a lot of it, the documents can be furnished online. And probate now is coming out within a few weeks instead of a few months.
What happens in probate? I mean, what are the officials doing?
Well, basically, they're checking that the will is valid and that the estate, the net estate and the gross estate is accurate. There's a statement, a financial statement furnished to the revenue online, which is given to the probate office. They have to check that that the finances are all accurate. And also, one of the problems I was mentioning earlier on to you is that a lot of people are living longer, and unfortunately, there's more people dying with dementia or Alzheimer's, and you need an affidavit from a doctor certifying the person was well enough to make the will, so that can delay matters.
Okay, so they were well enough at the time they made
the
will.
That's correct, yeah.
The question of a will, it's important to make a will, if you've got any kind of assets.
Definitely.
At all.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you're a young family with young children, you need to make a will to appoint guardians for the children in case both parents died in an accident. So that's the first thing if you have young children. If you're single, you forget that you can use a will to save tax, number one. Secondly, then you can give a legacy to charity. So and in fact, if you're single, you have the advantage that you have no legal obligation to any relations. You can do exactly what you can leave it all to the cats and dogs home if you want to.
Give it away completely.
Yes.
And the revenue gets nothing.
Yes. Yeah,
because it'd be tax free your donations.
Yeah.
However, people have been complaining, and government may or may not respond in the autumn budget to this, saying, "Look, you know, I have a child who's not living with me. Maybe they're in America, or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a house here. I'd like to give it to them, and they will come back here.
Yes.
But if they do,
yes,
they can't afford to pay the tax.
Yeah.
If they inherit the house.
Yes. Well, there is talk that they will increase the tax thresholds. At the moment, the tax-free threshold from parent to child is 400,000. Now, as we were saying earlier, it used to be over 500,000. So there's a lot of pressure to increase the thresholds, and I think they will be increased. Now, I should mention that there is a family home relief. If quite often there are elderly parents and there's a child that hasn't got married and they're living at home caring for the elderly parents, they can inherit the family home tax-free, provided they've been living there 3 years before the parents die, and that they have no interest in any other property. So that is a good relief.
That is a good relief.
Yes.
Now, the question's coming in. I've invested significant money, 45K, in upgrading our family farm over the last 4 years. I'm part of a family of four, all of whom have played no active part. The investment has added significant value to the holding. I have an unwritten agreement with my parents that it will be considered when it comes to inheritance. Is this something I need to get them to write down into a will? Not that I don't trust them, but is it better to avoid future issues, or does it hold any relevance? In other words, I put 45K in, and that should come back to me before any divvy.
Yeah, there should definitely be some record of that in writing, either a legal agreement or understanding with the parents, or else they should amend their will to recognise that gift.
My husband had a holiday home solely in his name when we married. We also have a family home in joint names. If my husband dies before me, can I inherit the holiday home tax-free? Will there be capital gains tax when I come to sell it?
Well, there's no tax between spouses, so you can inherit.
Doesn't matter what he has.
You can inherit a few million tax free if you're a spouse or partner. So there's no problem. Now, the capital gains tax, as regards capital gains tax, the house is valued at the date of death, and the date of death value is treated as the cost of the house for capital gains tax purposes. So you don't go back to the initial date.
There might be precious little if you were selling it shortly after.
Yeah, definitely.
Our daughter has an intellectual disability and wouldn't understand any legal or basic jargon. We intend leaving everything to our five children, she being included in that. But can she in turn make a will if she has little capacity? And no one seems to be able to tell us this.
Well, every individual is different. And I have a brother who's autistic, and I do a lot of wills for parents of children with special needs. And you have to set up a trust for the child with special needs. Now, in that case, the important thing would be the parents would have a trust for the child's lifetime. Mm. The child can make a will. It depends on their ability. But normally, I have made wills for people, for example, with Down syndrome, where they have enough understanding. Mm. Generally, if it's a simple will, it may be possible. But sometimes you might need a medical certificate to confirm it, that the individual is okay.
Now, when might a trust, putting everything into a trust for your intended demise, which will inevitably come, when would it be appropriate to put it into a trust? I mean, if, for example, you're fearful that, you know, the eldest fella is a bit of a gambling problem,
yeah,
don't want to give him anything yet, yes, he might grow out of it.
Well, I had a father who came to me, a widower, and he said he wants to leave everything between his son and daughter. But he said his son doesn't believe in doing a day's work. And he said he doesn't want to leave him an inheritance. So eventually he said, look, I'm going to give it to him when he's 40. And so we delayed the inheritance in the will until he was 40, hoping that he'd be more responsible then. But we had a trust until he was 40. Now, you could do it where the individual, as I say, has a drink problem or a gambling problem. And I do it a lot then, where a child has special needs, and you set up the trust for that beneficiary's lifetime, and then on the death of the beneficiary, anything left over in the trust goes to other relations.
So suppose you set up a trust and the person gets it out when they're 40 and they decide then to liquidate whatever's in the trust, what taxes might they pay at that point?
Well, I mean, they'd still, if they're a child or a son or daughter, they would still have the threshold of 400,000. So that threshold,
so the tax
would
still becomes due. You're only delaying it. Okay. Another one. I have two parents with dementia. Their will bequeaths all assets to the other person if they die. What happens if one of them dies and the remaining person isn't capable of managing the probate, the will, etc.?
Well, we were talking about that earlier. First of all, you need an affidavit from a doctor confirming that the parent was well enough when they made the will. And secondly, then, if you cannot manage your financial affairs because of your illness, there's a new system now with the Decision Support Service. You have to have a representative, a family representative appointed. It's replaced wards of court. In the past, it would be made a ward of court. Now you have a family representative appointed.
If a house is willed to a niece by her aunt, but if the niece passes away unexpectedly, does the house go to her next of kin or go back to the aunt's next of kin if the aunt passed away afterwards? So the house is going to go to the niece yeah, dies and therefore cannot inherit.
Yes.
So who gets the house?
It would lapse. That legacy would lapse.
Goes back to the aunt.
And it goes into the residue of the estate.
I inherited my parents' house in 2019. I paid the fair deal. I paid at the inheritance tax as an only child. I was off to New Zealand for the birth of a granddaughter, and I didn't know exactly how much my inheritance bill would be. So I kind of panicked that should something happen while I was away. So I gave the revenue 15,000. It turned out when I came back and it all got sorted, it was just under 10,000. I've never done anything about getting the balance back. Also, I've not actually put the house into my name. Can I go straight into and get this done, and how do I get the extra tax paid?
Well, it should be possible to get a refund if it's an overpayment, because they normally would have the precise liability.
And the revenue are quite good about
the
refunds.
They are, definitely, yeah.
They don't, like, I have it, I'm going to hang on to it.
No, in fairness, and they're very efficient, normally, yeah.
My son has turned 18 and his dad is dead. I need to update my will. I'm thinking of putting him and the solicitor as executors. I know it's a lot of work, but I'd like him to have some control. I think if I pick someone else, they might keep him out of the loop. Is it a bad idea to make my 18-year-old son an executor?
Well, I mean, I think that would be the normal thing to do. And if there's a joint executor, that helps the situation. It's normal to have children as executors. So I would, but it can be reviewed. The will can be reviewed in the future if it's not appropriate.
I am widowed, no dependents. I wish to leave a significant sum to a beneficiary in Southern Africa. What percentage of tax will they be liable for? Or does it depend, I presume, on the jurisdiction they're living
no,
in?
No, the Irish tax will apply because the person is domiciled in Ireland. So Irish tax will apply, not South African tax. So but it'll depend on the relationship. If they're no relation, blood relation, they only get 20,000 tax free. If they're nephew and niece or grandchild, they get 40,000.
But if the beneficiary's living in South Africa?
No, Irish
law
will definitely apply, yeah.
I'm single in my 60s, retired and childless. I'm fortunate to own my own house. I have an income from a rental property, no mortgages or loans. How best to leave inheritance to three nephews to minimise their tax burden?
Well, they can only get 40,000 tax free each. Now, if they had children, their children get 20,000 tax free. So you could spread it around grandnephews and grandnieces as well.
Can I give my children their inheritance while I'm still alive? And how do I do that? Do I just transfer to their bank account?
Yes, and you would you'd keep a record of it, and you may have to mention it in the will, because if you've made different gifts, different amounts of gifts, you have to record it in your will, ideally.
Okay, but you can actually write down, this money I'm giving you now is part of your inheritance.
That's right.
And they won't be taxed up to the threshold.
Yeah, no, once it's under 400,000, they're in the clear.
Because you would have thought that maybe giving someone in life would be liable to gift tax.
No, it's the same threshold, 400,000, as for an inheritance.
My husband had twins from a previous relationship. They're in their 20s. What are their rights if anything happens to my husband? For example, our family home, our savings.
Well, the position is that the spouse is legally entitled to one third of the estate. Now, if the husband leaves everything to his wife, she's the stepmother, the children may be able to challenge the will, but it depends on the circumstances.
Only if they haven't been looked after.
That's
right. If they've been looked after, they're adults.
They probably wouldn't succeed.
All right, John, the question's flooding in, but that's all we have time for. John Costello from Noble Law Solicitors in Dundrum, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.